In the unusual situation our world finds itself in, a global emergency of the coronavirus pandemic, it's very easy to feel anxious, worrying about our health, the health of our loved ones, even ordinary activities like going shopping for our essential items for food can feel quite frightening. In the United Kingdom, the Office of National Statistics reported that over 50% of the population are experiencing anxiety. Of course, it's the perfect storm for anxiety to ripen, for people who've never experienced much anxiety before, and obviously for those who are prone to it. In the past, there's been quite a stigma about anxiety. But these days, that stigma is receding in society. There's a lot more awareness and understanding and acceptance. The last place where that stigma recedes, unfortunately, is often in the mind and heart of the person who is themselves suffering from anxiety. It's very easy for us to feel embarrassed and ashamed and inadequate, wanting to hide our anxiety from the people around us, even people who love us and care for us. And that just puts an additional pressure on ourselves that exacerbates the situation. And it may be helpful to think, well, what is good about anxiety? Might seem an unusual question, but if we check, our anxiety is showing us something extraordinary about our mind. It's showing us just how powerful our mind is, our imagination is. Now, in the situation of anxiety, very commonly what's happening is we are imagining a future scenario that feels quite frightening and threatening, but we are imagining it so vividly that we are reacting as if we were already in that situation, physiologically, psychologically. It's showing us the power of our mind. Perhaps even we're reacting worse than we would react if it actually happened, because we are also imagining our reaction. Someone who suffers from anxiety cannot doubt the power of their mind. Unfortunately, in the situation of anxiety, of course, that imagination is a loose cannon, firing indiscriminately in a way that quite obviously is harmful to us. But we can take the knowledge of the power of that mind and decide to harness our imagination. Within the Buddhist tradition, one of the most important practices we engage in is the practice of refuge, in which we feel close to Buddha. We imagine ourselves in Buddha's presence. If we were to harness even a fraction of that imagination that anxiety is exploiting, to feel in the actual living presence of the enlightened beings, all of the discomfort and agitation and fear in our mind would disappear. In his book, How to Transform Your Life, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche describes the process of receiving blessings. He says, even when the sun is shining, if our house is shuttered, only a little light can enter, and our house will remain cold and dark. But if we open the shutters, the warm rays of the sun will come pouring in. Similarly, even though the sun of Buddha's blessings is always shining, if our mind is shuttered by our lack of faith, few blessings can enter, and our mind will remain cold and dark. But by developing strong faith, our mind will open and the full sun of Buddha's blessings will come pouring in. If we harness the power of our imagination, bring ourselves into a reality where we are in the presence of living Buddha, and our heart is filled with faith, his blessings will pour into us, lifting our mind, elevating us, drawing out the best qualities of our being. So we shouldn't be afraid of our imagination. We should turn it to our advantage. And the greatest use we can put our imagination to is to use it to open the shutters of our heart, direct our attention to the enlightened beings, make our heart a window out of the suffering of agitated, uncomfortable minds, into the pure world of the enlightened beings.